Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end for the Rams, also the New York Giants. He was there briefly on the with the fine New England Patriots, the acting legend, the iconic star of Hunter, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, the Patriot gag was literally what that was.
But still,
a 30-day, no, actually a 90-day technicality.
Yeah, you were kind of traded there, but then
January to January, February, March, April, May. So that's 5 months, actually. I was there.
Long enough for you, Fred Dreyer, to give Bill Belichick all your knowledge on defense, and he used it so well.
I don't think Bill was born when I was there.
That's good. All right, we got a big show today. Among other things, we have a guest on the show today. Joel Marion's going to be here today. He's got a new book out. It's not so much sports-related, but it is nutrition-related. And we know Fred is a well-developed young lad, and this new book is kind of debunking some of the diet myths. And
it's kind of interesting. We went back and forth a couple of times here.
Yeah.
And it's great. He's doing very well with it, and we welcome him to the show.
He says you can eat after 7 p.m. That's in your book. Burn fat faster by eating after 7 p.m. It's got to do a little bit about fasting and putting space in between your meals. So we'll be talking about that here on the show and then in our segment three today. We also talk a little football. We got a lot of things going on. We'll talk about some of the interesting things that we have to discuss there. Drew Brees is in the news. We got an Oklahoma State football player in the news. We'll talk baseball. Got to talk a little bit about whether they're going to come back and play the ball games. I don't know what what'll be going on.
The most important thing for me as far as the virus is concerned is that my favorite restaurant is now open. Today it opened, and we're sequestered. They've got tables that are marked where you can sit, where you can't sit. And
have you been there already? Did you sit down?
I was there this morning.
Thanks for the call. I could have come and had lunch with you. You and I have not
had...
It's
a long way to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And... So we broadcast out of Hollyweird, and Fred is up there in this restaurant, and so this is good. You're going to be there dining. I can come and check you out a little bit. We'll be good.
Just drive by. It's a drive-by viewing.
Yeah, and you were able to take food out of there while the pandemic was going on, but we're in stage two now, I guess. Restaurant's starting to open up.
Yeah.
All right, settle back, relax. It's the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN Digital Talk, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-UBRELVY. Sponsored by Allergan.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We are back here in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. They call him the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same
That's
quarter.
A lot. Two is a lot.
Yeah.
One is a lot.
You are the all-pro defensive end. You're the acting legend. And by the way, hey, coming up in weeks to come, we're talking about expanding the show to more days a week. And also, Fred likes the video portion. He wants to go out to the beach and walk. Is it? Can we walk on the wet sand or the dry sand? Can we walk?
I don't want anything to do with Gil Garcetti because he'll take credit for a show.
Yeah.
But I do believe that what I would like to do is get bicycles and go down to the beach and drive up and down the Strand out in the beautiful California sunshine on
the
Strand and just let people know how to find us and how to come to us. And, you can get your laptop and take it to the beach, for crying out loud, and watch our show.
That's very good. Now, let's get into some football here a little bit. We've had a lot of crazy stuff and a lot of depression here with the coronavirus pandemic. And now this the George Floyd death here, this senseless death with that police officer.
Right.
And so now it's permeating into sports a little bit. And
always.
Drew Brees has come out against kneeling during the NFL national anthem. And this is Drew Brees, the great quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. And he says he still does not believe that NFL players should take a knee during the national anthem. He says it's disrespectful to the flag. Now, before you fly off the handle, if you don't agree with him, let's just listen to what he says. He was on Yahoo's On the Move, and he was asked about Colin Kaepernick going back to the old kneeling during that time period, about Colin Kaepernick's kneeling demonstration most likely making a return when the NFL season begins. And this is what Drew Brees says, and I'm quoting now. "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America." He said why the anthem is so important to him. He has two grandfathers who served in the military, and he says he gets emotional thinking about the sacrifices they made to serve our country. He also says, and I'll quote him again here now, he thinks this, quoting, "the civil rights movement of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point." He said, this is what we got to remember when we talk about the flag and when we're there. Now, he acknowledges the civil unrest here in the country following the killing of George Floyd. But he says, "is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think What you do by standing there and showing respect for the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better and that we're all part of the solution. I agree with the guy. Fred Dreyer, your thoughts?
Look, you know, I think kneeling is supposed to reflect and pay homage to the way this guy was killed. This guy had a knee in his neck for seven and a half minutes.
Right.
And I understand that there was another officer behind him with his knee and his back.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And so there's a collaboration on murder here. And I just think that we should just all
stand up.
Why make it a partisan celebration?
Well, I think what Drew Brees is saying, there's a difference between the kneeling that Colin Kaepernick first displayed in the NFL during the national anthem, and there may be a difference with it now when you're kneeling during a protest. What Drew Brees is talking about is he does not believe we should be kneeling during the national anthem if and when football is going to be played this year because it shows disrespect to the flag, and it's kind of like two separate issues. And I agree with him on that.
I also
agree it was a senseless murder and, you know, far being to be the judge and jury. That's a separate deal that has to be proven in a court here. But I tend to agree with you. There were the story is out now with the knee in the back, the knee in the neck, 8-9 minutes of that. That was senseless. And it's just everybody needs to take a deep breath, calm down, and see if we can move forward from this and right some problems that we have in the country.
Well, you know what's interesting about this story, beyond what is obvious, you know, what we saw on the video, is nobody knows the backstory of what led up to all of this. You know, I just found out, a week ago, three, four, 5 days ago, whatever it might be, that George Floyd worked with the police officer as a bouncer
in a
bar.
In the past, they had worked together. The guy that killed George Floyd.
In the not-too-distant past.
Yeah, about a year or so ago.
Yeah. And so they knew one another pretty well, and apparently it had something to do, we'll find out, with the counterfeit bills.
Well, supposedly George Floyd was passing one, but news stories came out again that the wife of, and I don't know who the officer is, and I don't want to know his name, but his wife has now sued him for divorce, wants a divorce. She's Asian. Okay, that's married to the police officer. She wrote a bad check, a while back here. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on in here in a backstory. It still does not change the fact that George Floyd was murdered senselessly. And when they say, is it premeditated murder or murder one, as they say, I don't know. Did the officer wake up that day and say, I'm going to go kill George Floyd? Maybe he did. I don't know. I think there needs to be some kind of a conviction somewhere along the line of a fact that when you're kneeling on some guy's neck and he's pleading with you that he can't breathe, you get off his neck, especially when he's handcuffed and on the ground. That's senseless.
Now, here's another observation.
Yes.
If the two knew one another, which they did, if the two knew one another, then the chances are that he wasn't killed because of his skin color.
Well, that could be.
And if that's the case, then why is everybody now start saying it was a black and white issue?
Well, the stories start to run rampant.
I don't know.
Well, I think that some people just to draw that conclusion from it because there have been other instances in the past.
Well, that's
however,
the problem.
The stories
problem.
Come out and say that there's more white on white crime than white on black or whatever. All that stuff is whatever's there. If you're upset by it and you want to protest, fine, go ahead and protest, but let's not allow the thugs that come in and kill cops and burn buildings down and steal things from inside of a building. Let's not accept that as a guidance. I mean, a good friend of mine, his daughter says, well, nothing changes until there's violence. BS to you on that.
What did they say?
They said the daughter said very liberally that she thinks that things will not change unless there's violence. And a lot of people have said that.
Well,
now.
That's true.
Well, but not,
not
the
permanently.
Of, not
though.
The violence we're seeing that's going on in the neighborhoods. These people with businesses getting burnt down and, yeah. you know, other people being murdered. Are we talking about all the police and the innocent bystanders and the business owners that have been killed and murdered by these thugs? Again, these may not be the protesters themselves, but these thugs come in and ride on the back of the protesters and come in and cause mayhem. It's a situation that everybody needs to just clear out, relax. Let's not go ahead and go nuts about this, and let's watch this unfold and see what happens.
Well,
we'll know if it's going to
we talked about this a little bit, and it's probably a good topic for our type of a show going forward, and maybe we'll get into it as we expand the show. And we learn a little bit more about, not a little bit, a lot more about the background of this police officer, what his duties were, what he was doing, why he got in a confrontation and chose during the conversation to kill this guy. You know, this isn't an accident where a guy says, I'm going to jump on old George here, who I know and who's passing bills. And maybe he was frightened that George was going to blow the lid on this deal that they had going. I don't know that. I don't know that.
Yeah, we don't.
But I mean, but the pieces kind
of more information
up.
Needs to be come forth.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
The whole thing.
But you know, the point is that there's a lot that has to be discovered before people start running down the street.
And in the meantime, we saw it was a murder. Let's figure out how this happened and why.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Exactly. We'll continue straight ahead here. Coming up, let's lighten up a little bit and talk about diets.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim
getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Back in the days when we used to play a game called football. Am I right, Fred Dreyer?
Well, they used to play it. That's from as far back as I can remember. And there were people in the stands, too.
Yeah, we had people watching the game. Well, we got a guest here on the show. We got Joel Marion here. We're kind of excited. He's got a new book out. And this is Always Eat After 7 p.m., the revolutionary rule-breaking diet that lets you enjoy huge dinners, desserts, and indulgent snacks. Joel, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
Joel, by the way, for those of you that don't know, Joel Marion is a certified sports nutritionist from the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He's a National Strength and Conditioning Association certified personal trainer. So he's the real deal. He's got five best-selling fitness books out. He's been on Sirius Satellite Radio, Men's Fitness, Women's Day, Maximum Fitness, Oxygen, Clean Eating, Muscle Mag, and more. So he's the real deal. So, Fred, go ahead. You can give the first question.
Joel, yeah, again, thanks. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today. This is an interesting subject for me because all through my athletic career, I've always added weight, subtracted weight, and I always had my own program on how I should gain weight, what type of weight it was going to be, and what my eating habits were. Most people aren't professional athletes, and they don't have a great caloric demand like most people do. They kind of sitting down in front of the TV at all hours of the day and the evening, and they wind up just slugging down all kinds of carbohydrates and all kinds of calories and stuff. For the last several decades, doctors and health professionals across the globe have touted that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But can you tell us why the scientific research inside your new book shows otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the number one thing to talk about is how I discovered that breakfast is not the most important meal of the day, and that was after I gained 46 pounds. So I started building my nutrition company. And I started committing myself to pulling all-nighters to grow the company. And then at the same time, I got married. I had two daughters. Next thing you know, a year and a half later, I woke up one day and I was 46 pounds overweight. And of course, this is quite embarrassing as a fitness professional.
Yes.
So I knew I had to do something about it. So, you know, I was going to go with a traditional crash diet. And I just knew the pain, sacrifice, and deprivation that came with crash dieting. And so I started reaching out to all the people in my sphere of influence, all the researchers, the scientists, and the doctors, and started digging up all the latest scientific studies. And what I discovered turned everything on its head. So I started skipping breakfast. I started pushing the majority of my calories to later in the day and eating carbs at dinner time and snacking before bed, making the right choices. And 16 weeks later, I was 46 pounds lighter.
Well, now, how does that happen? What makes Always Eat After 7 p.m., your book, different from a lot of the diets out there? You're going against the regular rule. We've always been told don't eat after 6 o'clock. What's the deal? You're saying eat after 7.
Yes, because it helps regulate your metabolism and your hormones. And that's the beauty of technology, is the science is moving faster than ever. And we now know that actually skipping breakfast and using a form of intermittent fasting actually has a profound hormonal and metabolic effect on our bodies. And then when we push the majority of our calories to later in the day, including what I call super carbs, which are healthy carbohydrates, you optimize your hormones. So people who eat their calories later in the day and eat carbs at dinner time, side-by-side studies show they lose more weight than people who eat their carbs earlier in the day. And they also regulate their cortisol cycle, because these healthy carbohydrates coax your brain into releasing serotonin and melatonin. And this is inducing deep sleep before you go to bed. And we know sleep is a very important part of the entire equation. So we've been programmed all these years to believe that because our metabolism is slowing down at night, we want to taper back on the calories. We want to suffer our way through starving ourselves to death, or we cave and feel guilty. And my new book turns this all on its head by helping you actually increase metabolic rate, rebalance your weight management hormones, and burn fat faster.
It's interesting, Joel. This is kind of the same program. I knew a lot of bodybuilders in the day, and they would eat small meals from 7 o'clock all the way to the time they went to bed, and what it did was it kept, while they were sleeping, they were burning fat. The idea was to develop a tremendous quality of protein and muscle mass and shred all the fat, all the stuff that you don't need. And the way they did that is by keeping their metabolism going as far as they could. They believed that they didn't want to flatten out and just sit there without burning fat.
Is that what you're saying, Joel? Is that to kind of keep that metabolism going?
I'm actually, in my book, I share the exact opposite is true. So small, frequent meals do not elevate your metabolic rate. Whether you consume all your calories early in the day or whether you consume all your calories late in the day, when all calories and macronutrients are equal, the late night group will lose more weight or just as much weight as like the breakfast eaters. Now, I've been programmed. I'm with you. I was programmed to believe this. In fact, I placed first runner-up grand champion in the world's largest body transformation contest called Body for Life way back in 2001. And I did that eating 6 to 7 small meals a day. However, I was also in my early 20s. And so my metabolism was much different. And research now shows that just the simple act of eating food elevates your metabolism. So it doesn't matter if you do it every 2 or 3 hours or you do it later in the evening, all that really matters is the total amount of macronutrients that you eat. For example,
give us the healthy carbs you talked about. Talk about your example with proteins, and then you mentioned healthy carbs. What are you talking about with those? But continue with your proteins.
Yeah. So by having a healthy serving of protein, and I have a couple dozen pre-bedtime fat-burning snack recipes inside my book, but by consuming protein before you go to sleep, you're boosting your metabolism because protein is the most thermogenic macronutrient. Your body burns twice as many calories just from the act of digesting protein than it does digesting carbohydrates or fats. So you prevent muscle loss while you sleep. You're also inducing a deep sleep. You're waking up with more stable blood sugar, and you're increasing your metabolic rate by eating protein before bed. Now, taking a step back on the carbohydrates, eating these carbs at dinner time, what I call super carbs, these are going to be the healthier carbs. Your healthy starches like squashes, we're talking, any type of potatoes, sweet potatoes, beans and lentils for those who can tolerate them, oats. All these foods have glucose in them. Glucose is a building block of thyroid and leptin hormones. These are the two hormones that regulate your body weight and control the speed of your metabolism. And so most diets, crash diets like keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, plant-based, they eliminate entire food groups, and especially keto and paleo, they pretty much just cut out all carbohydrates. Well, it only takes 1 week of following a diet like this before your hormones like leptin and thyroid levels suppress up to 50%. So by having these super carbs late at night and combining them with a protein, you get a healthy insulin spike that induces deep sleep by resetting these weight management hormones.
What about chocolate chip cookies late at night, Joel?
Got a recipe for them.
Really?
You definitely have them. You just got to have the healthy ones.
They got to be healthy.
So,
okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So if you want the real deal, that's fine too. You got to do what you're supposed to do during the week, and then on the weekend we'll reward you. So if you're an exerciser, you get a cheat day. And if you're a non-exerciser, you get a cheat meal, and you can go ahead and have those chocolate chip cookies for dessert. And in fact, it can actually help you burn more fat because of that effect on the hormones that I talked about, the leptin and thyroid levels. These cheat meals, there's actually a chapter I have called Cheat Your Way Thin, and it talks about all the science behind the hormonal effect of incorporating these cheat foods. The secret is you just can't binge or go crazy.
All right. Joel Marion is our guest here. It's a revolutionary new book. It's called Always Eat After 7 p.m., the revolutionary rule-breaking diet that lets you enjoy huge dinners, desserts, and indulgent snacks. So he's, and you burn the fat overnight. And what about, does this interfere with your digestion? Your metabolism, you say it balances out, but how about your digestion?
Not at all. I mean, if you look at the research inside my book, I break down a couple studies showing that it does not interfere with digestion. In fact, remember, if you're eating the right macronutrients for dinner, later in the evening, 6, 7 p.m., and then having a pre-bedtime fat-burning snacks, as long as you're choosing the right choices, it's actually very healthy for your metabolism. They did a really solid study showing that people consume 20 to 40 grams of protein before bed, gained more muscle, and held on to more muscle while dieting than other people who didn't eat that protein. So the fact that it interferes with digestion really is just simply not true.
Now, in your book, you've got food lists, you got easy-to-follow meal plans. Is it easy to go through it? I mean, you're talking about it sounds like the healthy carbs, the squash you mentioned, sweet potatoes, the super carbs that you got in there going. It sounds like this is something you can mix in. You've got actual recipes for us to follow and foods to select from?
Yep, 75 recipes, and then we break down a meal plan that you doesn't have recipes, so it just actually gives you the serving size and then each type of food to eat, and then we have actual meal plans that incorporate the recipes into them, and then that way you can start using your leftovers in the plan as well. And then we allow, the first 2 weeks of the plan is called the acceleration phase. It's designed for rapid results to get the body fat adapted. So there is a little more restriction during that first 14 days, but once you reach the main phase, all these foods come back in. We're limiting carbohydrates the first couple weeks. You can still have them, but we're just strategically limiting them the right way to get the body used to accessing stored fat cells as a fuel source.
Hey, right.
Then we want to add these carbs back in.
Joel, we got to get your website out here. Joel Marion, the book is Always Eat After 7 p.m. How do we get a copy of the book?
Go to joelmarion.com, go to Amazon, and then as soon as the bookstore's open, you'll see it there.
JoelMarion.com, JoelMarion, JoelMarion.com. Joel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Thank you.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon, you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With high cranking power and reserve capacity, Superstart batteries provide all the power your vehicle demands and more. Turn the key with confidence. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
Back here in the sports lounge. Thank you to Joel Marion. That's good. I'm telling you, good stuff here on the show today. And eating after 7 o'clock is my way. We got a lot of people that are here in the chat room with us. Welcome back to the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Yeah, thank you very much, Fred. And a lot of people tuned in to us, listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Talk Radio Network. Bruce is there. Beverly is tuned in. Pamela. Leslie. Denisha's here, and she said, yay on the chocolate chip cookies, Fred.
See, well, like, people love chocolate chip cookies, and the best time to eat them is anywhere after 7 o'clock before you crash out. That's all.
And Beverly says, chocolate chip's my favorite. Now, business to Paul is tuned in today. Neighbor Paul, who used to be here on the show, and he has brought in some bulletins for you people that are missing the great baseball games. The Samsung Giants are playing tonight. Is that the Korean?
Is it a Twilight Night doubleheader?
I watched on ESPN the Korean baseball. It's there. Nobody's in the stands, but they're playing ball. You mentioned this a few weeks ago,
and they all look alike.
Well, I don't know. They have the makeup of they have the batting stance.
They all swing the same way. They throw the same way. All the pitchers pitch, wind up, delivery, stretch.
They've been coached by some of the best.
They all do it the same way.
What can we say? Coached by the best.
American influence.
So you want to tune that in tonight, the Samsung Giants. I have a Samsung phone, so that's why I'm excited. Now, let's talk baseball. Major League Baseball, they rejected the players' offer for a 114-game regular season with no additional salary cuts. They told the union it did not plan to make a counterproposal. This is from ESPN. Players made their proposal over the weekend, and they were up from an 82-game regular season and management's offer last week. Opening day, they say, would be June 30th. The regular season would end on October 31st, nearly 5 weeks after the September 27th conclusion that Major League Baseball proposal had stuck to from the season's original schedule. Major League Baseball told the Players Union it had no interest in extending the season into November because they fear there's a second wave of coronavirus that could disrupt the postseason and jeopardize their $787 million in broadcast revenue. So, because they would, cancel the games. So they suggested to play a shorter season of about 50 games. That's management. Management is saying play a shorter season of about 50 games with no more salary reductions. And it's not been formally proposed, that concept, but they're talking back and forth. It looks crazy here right now, Fred. They say, the players say we want to play more games. They want to play less, meaning the owners. We want more baseball, and apparently the owners don't want it.
Well, look, the baseball players want to play baseball because they want to get paid. They want to play as many games as they can to squeeze this season. It's been a disaster for everybody, but they want to squeeze this season so they can get as much of their prorated salary as possible. The ownership wants to cap the number of games at, like, say, 82, starting July 19th or 20th. Okay. Just pick a number. And in doing so, all of the salaries are now fixed and guaranteed along those numbers. Well, players are saying That can't be for next year's collective bargaining agreement. That can't be any type of the agreement, of the negotiation agreement between the players and the owners, because this is a special deal, and I agree with that. None of this that's going on should affect next year's salary and next year's negotiation. This is an abhorrent aberration that you're just going to have to say, look, we're either going to dump the season and therefore nobody gets anything.
All right.
Or you're going to say, let's all agree on 82 games starting the 19th of July, whatever right. it might be, and go out and play it and then and have your regular roundup of the playoff games. But I think that players are making enough money to be able to do both. They or have their choice of both. They're either going to continue playing and they'll figure out what the prorated amount is going to be, or they make enough money to say to the owners, we're going to just pass on this year's salary. But the owners don't want to do that, and the owners want to squeeze as much profits as they possibly can, because they've got all kinds of overhead. They've got a
so they got to play the salaries and they got everything yeah. going on there. But you have no fans coming in, so that's all cut out. There's no revenue.
This
there.
Is the other thing, you know. If I'm one of the players, I say, look, you better open up the stands. You better be able to tell people we're starting 82 game schedule, which is half of the season. We lost half of it.
Right.
We can salvage half of it. We start July 19th, and we're going to have people come to the games. We're going to open up.
So you want to open it?
I want to open it up for people who want to come.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, too, and I will see, because, you know, with all this, one thing we're going to find out from all this demonstrations and then the rioting and the stuff, let's see what happens in these cities that have had problems with the coronavirus and see if people have gotten it or not. There's one guy that we had here from Oklahoma. He's a player for Oklahoma State University, and he tested positive for the coronavirus after he attended some protests in Tulsa. He said, after attending a protest in Tulsa and being well-protected by myself, I tested positive.
Positive. What does that mean? Let's discuss.
I'm saying, so, you know, let's see what happens from this, because if there's not a lot of COVID-19 cases that come out from all this close proximity of all the craziness that's been going on in our society.
They can already, believe me, they can already
bring people to the park, right?
I'm not a doctor.
I know.
But I have common sense. And if you recall this, Mike Horn, people out there, in at the end of February, the beginning of March, I said, this proposed shutdown was a scam.
That
they didn't know anything about it, that they didn't have any special insight as to, we're not going to get on top of this. We're going to flatten out the curve. Well, when they realized that flattening out the curve was there, it prevented the rush of people panicking, because the press and everybody else and Fauci and that other woman with the sheets around her neck. This woman came on and was telling people, you've got to be scared. They actually told people it's good. So did Cuomo, the governor of New York. It's good to be scared. You've got to be scared. They took about a month and a half to scare Americans to death.
That's true.
And they're still clinging on to their bedposts. They won't come out of their room, even when they say, hey, look, the restaurants are opening up, and they're talking about playing baseball and basketball and football. So let's all get together on it. But the point is that I would open up the baseball season to people who want to come.
So you want people back in the ballpark. I do, too. Maybe you space out the seats 6 feet or whatever. Maybe to start if you want to be careful. But there's something to be said about it, going to the game and, getting back into the pastime. I want to hear crowds and cheering and all that kind of stuff.
Well, of course. But the point in all of this is the value that was overlooked. At the very beginning of this, there was no discussion what was it? Getting out amongst the people and getting a what am I looking for here, Mike?
I don't know. What are you looking for?
No, the.
The leagues, the games.
The immunity. How people were getting out and becoming immune to it by circulating with people.
Build up your immunity by being exposed to whatever.
Herd
it might be.
Immunity.
Yes.
Forgive me.
Herd immunity.
That was something that was never allowed to enter the conversation from the very get-go. They said, no, you can't do that. Why? Because it would have shown pretty quickly, yes, there would have been a flare-up of people coming down with it, but suddenly the masses, it would have taken the onus off of the herd immunity, would have taken the mass of consideration of it being a pandemic.
Right.
You know?
But we were worried about whether the hospitals would be overflowing and all that. Well, they haven't now. So it's now you got to look at this. And so baseball, who knows what they're going to do here, if they're going to play these games, not play these games or whatever. But I agree with you. I think the fans should be able to go. And what about the basketball? Let's look at that. The NBA's got their 22-team return with 8 regular season games they want to propose and start the season in Orlando, Florida, play the games down there at Walt Disney World, 13 Western Conference teams, 9 Eastern Conference teams, 8 regular season games, possible play-in tournament and for an 8th seed and then the playoffs. What do you think? Is that going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I mean, remember, everybody wants to get paid. And in order to get paid, you got to play.
Yeah.
What are you going to play? What are the terms and conditions of playing?
Fans at these games,
well,
too.
There's going to be no fans there either.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of tricky because a lot of players have already said, hey, you're going to – I've been sitting around for the last 3 months. And suddenly now I'm supposed to get back ready to play in the playoffs? That's not going to work for me. I could get hurt. I could pull a hamstring. I could hurt an ankle. I could do things that would affect me going forward.
Right.
And that's also true. So basketball is kind of a tricky decision what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you, Bruce, for the herd that we were looking for earlier. And Denisha says, you are correct, Fred. She agrees with you. I think a lot of our listeners will do it. By the way, we do this show every week, and we're on Facebook Live and a lot of other social medias, YouTube Live. You can go check it out, Twitch and everything else. So we're on Roku. So check it out there at the Sports Lounge, and we do it. We're also on Sirius XM Channel 211 and the Sports Byline Radio Network and CRN Radio, that network as well, too. Happy to have you folks with us. Your thoughts on that? You can always email Fred. Let's get to some emails, shall we? We got a lot of emails here just waiting to go.
We got some good ones here.
Pamela says, Stephen J. Cannell with Mr. Dreyer and Miss Kramer from the first season of Hunter. Mr. Cannell, absolutely amazing. Writing, creating, producing some of the most loved and popular TV series of all time. He wrote novels. He was on the old he acted in many different series that was on there. He was in Castle, for example. But yeah. Here's a picture of you and Stephanie Kramer and Stephen J.
Steve was on Kendall. The left there. His father was in the furniture business.
Really?
For many years when he was a boy. I used to ride my bike up on Wilshire Boulevard past Cannell and Chafin Furniture.
Really?
Store. That was the furniture store. And I kept thinking, gee, Cannell and Chafin. As I got older and got into the acting business, they said, you got to go over here to Paramount and read with Steve Cannell's company. Steve Cannell, that's an interesting name. So I got over there and I said, hey, by the way, is your father? And he says, yeah, that's me. So he kind of told me this whole story about him growing up, his father wanting him to get into the business.
This was in Hollywood that he had this?
I'm sorry?
Where was the store?
The store was on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills.
Now you lived in Hawthorne. Did you ride your bike up that far?
I was all over the place.
You were something. What about the kid? Well, I'm glad I wasn't your parent. Let me tell you, I'd be worried about
was everywhere.
Where the hell's Freddie these days?
No, but
he's out in the valley.
Yeah, where is he now? He's on the off ramp on the Hollywood Freeway.
Yeah, that's right. Crazy kids.
Anyway, the point is, he was a great guy. He was a self-made guy. He had a penchant, great imagination. He wanted to be an actor. He wanted to be a writer, producer.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. 921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
We are back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. You had some final thoughts there on our good guy here that we got to talk to.
Steve Cannell. Steve Cannell. Yeah. Steve Cannell is a self-made guy. Like I said, he was a great guy. We started this business relationship. He cast me in a couple of his shows, and then he gave me an opportunity to read for Hunter, and I got it, and I was always grateful.
All right. Ray is says, great show, guys. And he said, Fred, did you ever go to the Palomino Club, which was in Southern California?
I was all over that place in the 70s.
So was I. I used to hang out there and do interviews. I was going to college. Teresa says, hey, Mr. Dreyer, how's everything going with you? We're starting to open our restaurants and churches here in Texas.
Well, God bless. You say a little prayer before you bite into the special.
And Gary says, whatever happened to Land's End? That was one of the early syndicated shows. He says, I always liked that show. Never got to record copies of it. Is there a chance for a video release? The show featured the late Jeffrey Lewis.
Yep, it sure did. We loved doing that show. But it was just a streak. We had some business problems. We lost our distribution, and it was a great show, but it went by the wayside.
And Sean says, Mr. Dreyer, huge fan, loved your work on the original Hunter series, one of the best action series of the 80s, and the 90-91 series. All seasons were great. They watched episode one, the first episode. Always good for you, Mr. Dreyer, all the seasons of that show.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much.
Leslie said she grew up watching Hunter Saturday nights with her grandma. Good memories. Yeah.
Oh.
Pam says it's the most exciting show here, this program going on in sports these days. John says the late John Matusek liked to work with on Hunter. What was he like?
John, He was a load, you know. He was a good guy. He was really crazy, but we had a lot of fun.
Sean just ordered Highway 395, says looking forward to watching it.
Oh, well, there's going to be some news release on that subject matter in the future.
All right, that's our show. You missed anything, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, the final thoughts are just the beginning thoughts. We got the restaurants are open, so yeah. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit, and we'll see you next week, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for joining us.